Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. If you think that the cost of divorce is strictly personal, you'll be surprised to learn that relationship-related stress, especially divorce, can cost companies $300 billion a year. The main reason is a decrease in employee productivity. It is estimated that at least 6 months prior to announcing a divorce and at least 1 year after a divorce, an employee's productivity drops by 40%. Today to discuss these issues is Nancy A. Smith Esquire, an attorney licensed to practice in Vermont and New York. She is the chair of the Collaborative Divorce Section of the Vermont Bar Association, a leader in her Collaborative Divorce Practice Group, and a member of the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals. She frequently writes and talks about divorce, family law, ethics, and collaborative divorce practices. She believes that a good divorce is possible when you show up for it with humility, compassion, and the correct support. Smith is also the author of Untangling Your Marriage, A Guide to Collaborative Divorce. And Nancy, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. We really appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you today per your expertise. So for starters and to take it further, how much of an impact does a divorce have within the workplace? We're looking forward to hearing your response there.
I think it has a significant impact. When somebody's going through a divorce, if you've never been through it personally, then sometimes it's hard to actually get your head around how impactful and emotionally draining an experience it is. And it's as if somebody has died in the family. And so you would be well served to treat your coworker who's going through a divorce as if an important relationship has just died. And we know that the impact of grief has an impact on your ability to function well. And so I think a little compassion, like you said at the beginning, a little understanding can go a long way. At the same time, if somebody comes to work and their head is not in the game, it's very frustrating. So it's going to be a balance of effective intervention and allowing the person to grieve their losses and also try to be productive. Not easy.
It's certainly a great place to start and not easy. That's certainly an understatement for sure. I'm sure you would agree. Now, what are the red flags that an employee is going through a divorce?
Well, I think, you know, depression, anxiety, forgetfulness, an inability to focus, being late on meeting targets, generally being a downer at the office, taking up too much time with coworkers, talking about the misery of a divorce experience that they might be going through. I think those would all be indicators. Perhaps a supervisor has to get involved. Maybe there's the supervisor's having to pick up work. Coworkers are having to pick up slack. Those would be the things to start looking for if it's not obvious that somebody's going through a divorce.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback there. That is helpful. Now, how can human resources or the HR department help in these regards?
I think the number one thing an HR rep could do for an employee is to, one, recognize the nature of the losses that are happening, and then to try to be proactive and supportive, in particular, to be familiar with the concept of a collaborative divorce, which is a new model. It's been around for 30 years, but a lot of people don't know about it yet. And it's practiced everywhere in the world. It's an international concept, and it's practiced in the United States and every state in the country. And there are specially trained professionals that work together in an interdisciplinary team to support the employee going through the divorce. So there'd be two lawyers that are trained in non-adversarial negotiation styles. There's a mental health professional to help normalize all the intense emotions. And there's a financial neutral to help the couple get on the same playing field so that they both feel that they can negotiate in good faith. And the nature of a collaborative divorce is that it can be very flexible in terms of scheduling. It also takes a lot of pressure off of each of the couples and the worker so that they can say, okay, I'm not going to get screwed over. I can relax a little bit. When I go to work, I can focus on my work. I'm not going to be worrying about getting calls from my lawyer. I'm not going to be worrying about scheduling a court date that's super stressful. I'm not going to be overly stressed out about the money, because I know that everyone's working as a team to allow each member of the couple to emerge healthy and wholehearted instead of bitter and resentful.
Once again, Nancy, we really appreciate your time and joining us here today. We're speaking with family practice lawyer Nancy A. Smith, Esquire, and the chair of the Collaborative Divorce Section of the Vermont Bar Association, a leader in her Collaborative Divorce Practice Group, and a member of the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals. Smith is the author of Untangling Your Marriage, A Guide to Collaborative Divorce, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell me, Nancy, also, what are practical issues employers can address to help alleviate employee stress?
Well, when it comes to a divorce, I think that talking about it, having an open line of communication is going to be essential. Establishing trust, listening to what your employee needs at the moment. Do they need time off? Do they need are they going to need some flexibility, especially when it comes to post-divorce life, when you're going to be a single parent? And if you have children, then the expectations of the employer, I suggest, need to be slightly modified so that people can do their job as parents and be supportive co-parents with each other. Talking about whether you need to deal with health insurance. Is there going to be an issue of transferring health insurance or facilitating getting onboarded for health insurance after a divorce? There's COBRA, which allows a spouse, a former spouse, to remain on a health insurance plan for about 18 months after a divorce process happens. And I think mostly just staying vigilant to allow the employee the time that they need to grieve their losses and to show up at work as productively as possible. And just talk about it honestly, especially if coworkers are starting to notice and or supervisors are feeling that an employee is just not focused at work, and there's either, you know, they're showing up but they're not really there, or there's a lot of absenteeism.
Also, Nancy, if you would, what is the difference between a litigious divorce and a collaborative divorce?
Sure, litigious, that is like a mouthful. So that just means that you're going to go to litigation. Litigation is the adversarial model for getting divorced, and it's pretty much the primary model that we have to assist people to end a long-term relationship. And when you think about it, you know, in life, we know that you tend to get out of it what you put into it. So if you go into your divorce with an adversarial mindset, it's highly likely that you're going to emerge from that pretty battle-worn and scarred and tested and likely pretty bitter toward your ex-spouse. So rather than doing that, that's the litigation model. And it's just a remnant from the civil litigation model for resolving disputes like discrimination cases or products liability cases and personal injury cases, right? That's the model that you go to court, you see on TV, lawyers in court with juries. Of course, in family court, we don't have juries, but we have the same rules that apply. So in a collaborative model, it's entirely different because the lawyers agree in advance not to go to court, not to threaten to go to court, not to bully each other, and to basically just take a step back. The lawyers don't have to be the stars of the show. In fact, we're not. The clients are. It's very client-centered. We want to make sure that the client's emotional needs are being met and that they're also being educated about their finances. And that tends to reduce the stress of going through a divorce because there's a lot of anxiety and fear of the unknown, of course. And nobody wants to get divorced. Like, nobody sets out in their marriage after their, you know, marriage vows in front of, you know, the God of their understanding and all their friends and declare their undying love and devotion until death do you part. Nobody expects to get divorced, yet 50% of us get divorced. So normalizing it, working through it, recognizing it as a grieving process, I think are really sensible, modern ways that HR can approach it, that coworkers can approach it, and the people who are actually going through divorce, they can choose a different, more intentional way to get divorced that doesn't, you know, cost a fortune and make them enemies.
Really some great insight and information here and advice along the way. Really do appreciate this, Nancy. Lastly, any tips on how one can experience a good divorce, if that is even possible?
It's definitely possible. And I think what I tell clients is a divorce is 80% emotional, 10% legal, 10% financial. And it is very hard to think straight when you feel like you've just been kicked in the gut and you feel rejected. You never want to underestimate the impact of the feeling of rejection on the human spirit. It's going to trigger all your early family of origin stuff. It's going to bring up attachment issues and abandonment issues. And getting a good mental health coach right off the bat, a therapist, is really, really important. And probably even your first call is to a mental health professional skilled in family systems and divorce. And then the second point would be to find a collaboratively trained attorney and consciously choose to engage in a collaborative divorce so that you know that no one's going to be taken advantage of. It's going to align with your actual core values. Even if you're feeling your worst, you can still be encouraged to show up as your best self. And that's what we try to do in the collaborative model. It's a safe container. You can feel your feelings, but we're not going to allow those feelings to derail us and or set us on a path of an adversarial warfare.
Well, if this session of Enterprise Radio applies to anyone tuning in or they know someone that's going through a divorce or on the brink of divorce, certainly they need to hear this. We really do appreciate, Nancy, what you do in the space. And for the book, Untangling Your Marriage, A Guide to Collaborative Divorce, where can listeners get more information on yourself, your firm, as well as the book? Where could they best pick it up, Untangling Your Marriage?
Great. So the book is obviously available on Amazon, and you can always reach me through my website, nancy@nancysmithlaw.com.
And of course, listeners, will include that link and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Nancy, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciated your time today.
Thank you very much.
And certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with family practice lawyer Nancy A. Smith, Esquire, and the chair of the Collaborative Divorce Section of the Vermont Bar Association, a leader in her collaborative divorce practice group, and a member of the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals. Smith is the author of Untangling Your Marriage, A Guide to Collaborative Divorce. And for all the details, visit nancysmithlaw.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.